On Friday, there has been an attack on a place called Dolekel, 12 miles south of Malakal, and the attack was on the SPLA military base in Dolekel. The attackers are SPLA themselves, with some people that we have not yet identified up to now. Honestly, we do not know what happened, and we do not know why they did attack that location. The information and the rumors that we are getting is that the forces that attack the level, they are supporters or they are forces who are allied to one SPLA officer, George Othor, as you mentioned, who was contesting for the position of the governor in Jubilee State. And of course, he could not make it. Maybe he got frustrated or he feel that he had been cheated, whatever the reason, and then the soldiers went and attacked the left under his command.
He said that he has troops with him, and he is demanding the removal of the person that won the governorship of Jonglea State. Are you aware of his demands?
Unfortunately, I'm not aware of his demand, but I think there were three people who contested for the governor of Jonglea State. One is Governor Kwalmo Nyang, and Thor himself, and Joseph Dwyer. The result that has come out is that Kwalmo Nyang has won the election. And of course, if we have to go by the election, Paul has won, and the rest should abide by the decision of the Electoral Commission. I really don't think that somebody has to take up an arm and fight because he didn't win the election.
Is the SPLM willing to meet with Arthur to speak with him? Because he has a couple of demands here, which is the governor to step down and that his people should be given amnesty.
Now, to be very honest with you, as a Minister of Regional Cooperation, I really think that those who are responsible for the attack of Dolekel, the SPLA and the police, will track them down and will probably bring them to the book. If Athor is one of them, then of course he will be held responsible for the irresponsible attack on the civil and on the SPLA in Dolekel. As for the governor to step down, I think this is too far. The governor has been elected and the result has been announced. And if he has any case to put against the governor-elect, he has to go to the court. He has the civil court, and of course he will have to follow the legal system. Otherwise, taking the law into his own hand, that will be too much. And of course, we will not accept such a thing.
The concern here, sir, is that this development is very worrying. There are those who are concerned that this might seem like there's a split within the SPLM.
No, I think SPLM is very much united and very strong and solid, and we are, of course, celebrating the victory that has been won by SPLM over South Sudan. We hope we will take the people of South Sudan to the end of the interim period, which is 6 or 7 months left for the referendum. So we are united, and, of course, we are solidly tied together to see into it that we achieve what we have signed in the Naivasha Peace Agreement. So SPLM is... it's not divided at all. It's about one or two individuals run away from SPLM. It will not hurt SPLM at all.
Are you looking for Athor? Is the SPLM looking for him?
It is our responsibility, yes, to look for our member who is lost somewhere. And wherever he is, it is our responsibility to look for him. And, of course, I think we will get in contact with him. Wherever he is, SPLM will reach him. And, of course, he will have to come and defend himself that he is not responsible for what happened in the level. If he is responsible for it, he will come and answer to the people legally. If he is not responsible for it, then he will resume as a normal duty and function as a normal or as a member of the SPLM. Because he has not yet, he has resigned from SPLM, and then that's the reason why he went and stand as an independent candidate. But we would wish him to remain as a free and a good citizen of the people of South Sudan. Wherever he wants to stay, he will have to stay there without harassment and harassing anybody.
One of the allegations he made is that his supporters were harassed and that the elections were rigged.
Look, let me tell you, a contested election in my constituency, in my area, in Malakal. I was told today that there were rigging, there were cheating, there were so many mistakes that have been done to the area. I do not agree with the result of the election in my constituency. What I have done is compile my complaint and I presented it to the Electoral Commission, and I'm pursuing this thing legally, and I'm sure I will win the case. So if at all, if any case, any complaint or whatever, you have to take it to the court. You really do not need to kill innocent people and then say that you have been cheated, you have been done this and that. The people which you went and attacked in the lesson are four innocent South Sudanese who are in a different state of Upper Nile, and you were contesting election in Jingle State. So why should you go and attack people in Upper Nile if you have a complaint against SPLM? These are four innocent South Sudanese people that you went and attacked and killed there. So I really do want to delink the attack on the late health with a thought. If it is proof tomorrow that he is really responsible for it, then I think that will be a different story.